Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio happening right now at the DEMA show here in Las Vegas. And, you know, I told you we'd get back on track. When you're hanging out with the Bahamas for the Junkanoo Happy Hour Party, things tend to get out of hand, so I apologize for the last hour. But, hey, that's just what happens. And by the end of this hour, when Jerry the Diver Guy breaks out the moonshine, God help us. That's all I'm going to say for now. So let's get back on track and talk about some of the cool products that are being shown here at the show. I have Heidi from Light and Motion with us. How are you, Heidi?
Well, congratulations, Greg. That's all I have to say. You guys done a great job with Scuba Radio, and we're really happy to be partners with you.
Well, thank you, Heidi. I appreciate that. And you guys are literally at the cutting edge when it comes to lighting for underwater photography and video. I use the Sola lights when I'm shooting my GoPro footage underwater. And, you know, obviously I've had to be dry the last couple months, or three, to be exact. But I'm anxious to get back in the water and kind of, you know, reevaluate my underwater video kit with maybe a GoPro 5 or something. And you guys have some really cool upgrades to the line of Light and Motion lights. Like, let's start with the Gobi first, because that, you know, a couple of years ago, those came out right, I believe, at the DEMA show. Am I right?
That's correct. And we've got a new offering this year. We've redesigned the reflector on the Gobi. We had a lot of interest in a more narrow spot, so we completely redesigned the reflector. So now we have a 10-degree spot, which is ideal for dive exploration and recreational diving. We also have the new the Gobi 700 and 850 wide, which is an excellent product.
I believe the former one was, I think I have a 700, but now there's an 850.
Yes,
lumens.
That's right. That's correct. So we're very excited to introduce that, and hope that your audience checks it out.
Well, those are very versatile lights. They're very small, so you can get a couple of those on a GoPro. One of those tray things.
Absolutely. So we have the Gobi action camera kit,
right?
And that's available with two Gobi wide lights, the tray and the lock line arms, and it's an excellent kit and an excellent value.
Yeah, well, you get two 850s on there, you're going to have quite a bit of light. It's very portable, very small, easy to, you know, do on your carry on or whatever. And you know, that's the key. If you're shooting with a GoPro, especially, you know, it makes it very convenient. And for someone like me that doesn't want to carry around a lot of extra junk with me, you know, I love filming, but I don't like carrying stuff. You know, I'm a wuss that way. You know what I'm saying, Heidi?
Well, the lightweight portability of the light is really attractive to our customers. And with that light, you know, either the wide or the spot, it's small enough that you can actually, you know, just carry it on your BC as a secondary light.
Yeah, very portable, very convenient. But, you know, stepping up a notch or you know, taking it to the next level, it's not much heavier to go to the Sola line, which is really what I shoot when I can, if I don't have any other issues as far as traveling. These things aren't much bigger than the Gobi, just a slightly thicker thing, but they are way more powerful. And those have went through a major upgrade with Light and Motion, right?
Absolutely. So this year we're introducing the Sola 3800, a beautiful light, very small. It's got a 2-cell high-capacity lithium-ion battery. And along with the 3800, we're offering a combo kit, and that will include a 6-cell separate battery pack, because we've known that a lot of our underwater imaging customers, they're going on a trip of a lifetime, they're going going to the Bahamas, they're going to the South Pacific, they want to have that extra dive time. So we provide them with the factory sealed battery, so they have that kind of reliability and security that, you know, that they have a light that's going to perform. But then we give them the extra battery pack, so that allows them to recharge in between dives and have, you know, up to three dives each day.
Nice. Now, I used to dive, or my standard kit is two Sola 2500s with a GoPro. And with that, I could literally, you know, bring the power of the sun down with me underwater. With a 3800 or two of those, oh my gosh. Well, I mean, but more is better. Am I right?
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, one of the limitations on the quality of an image is really the availability of light. And so depending on what depth you're diving, you know, will determine how much light you need. And I don't think that there's anyone that's been down with even, you know, our highest outputting lights that has said that it was too much light.
Yes, well, that's true, especially when you're diving during the day and you want to light up subjects and you have some extra light to work with, and having that power really does make a huge, huge difference. When I talk about bringing down the power of the sun, I'm talking about on a night dive, and they freak out, and they're like, what are you doing? You're lighting up the entire ocean down there.
Well, interesting, Greg, and I know your customers understand this already, but in the shallow, that's where you really need the most light, because then you're combating that reflection in the sunlight.
Ah, there you go. See, she knows, and these are things I got to learn. It'll increase the quality of my underwater videos here in the future, I have no doubt. So the Solas have been upgraded to a 3800, but then there's a step above that,
well,
too, isn't there?
Before we talk about the next step, I wanted to just let you know that we've added a new accessory this year called the dome port. And what that is it's going to increase the beam angle. So currently, our Sola imaging lights all have a 90-degree beam underwater. And with the addition of the dome port, you can add an extra 20 degrees. So it gives you that nice wide angle, so you've got plenty of coverage underwater. And the dome port is spec'd to the same specifications of all of our underwater lights. They're tested to IP68 to 100 meters.
Nice. Now, you know, and you think, well, that's only 20%, but that's a huge difference, because if you're shooting with a GoPro like me, that is one of the things. When you start getting nitpicky on your video, you're like, golly, I'm seeing the edge of the spotlight there, and it's creating some extra shadows in the image. And that's when you start to go, hey, I'm actually getting better and caring about what I'm shooting down there. And it makes a huge difference as a photographer, right?
Absolutely. And these are professional grade lights. So any customer, whether it's entry level or at the pro level, appreciates the even beam, the nice gentle fall off, and that wide angle view that they can have.
Yeah, you know, a professional quality, but idiot proof, like for me.
And that's what we're known for, is the simple reliability of our lights and the excellent performance. Let me take you over to show you our latest, you know, and our highest end light, which is the Sola 9600.
Let's go. Let's walk over here and see this. They can follow us along here on the radio. Why not? All right. So you got the Sola line. So the next step up is still part of the Sola line, right?
Yes, it is. It was last year's Sola 8000, which is the most powerful light in the line. And this year we bumped it up to a whopping 9600 lumens.
Wow.
It's remarkable.
So is that stronger than the power of the sun, or what is that exactly? I don't know. I mean,
well, that's what some people say that have used it underwater. We tested it, and it's absolutely beautiful light. Again, it has the 90-degree beam angle, and we will be coming out later with the dome port for that light as well. And incidentally, I should mention that the new dome port accessory is going to be backward compatible to all Sola video lights.
Oh, very nice. So you screw off the lens and just pop on the dome port thing, and you're good to go.
And let me share with you, Greg, I don't know if you're aware that, you know, Light in Motion is now has developed an topside light called the Stella line. And we're offering our underwater users the ability to have the top of the line Sola and then convert that into a topside light for cinema grade photography and filmmaking. And that product is called the Sola Air Kit. And it comes in the Sola Air Kit 5000, 5000 lumens, or the Sola Air Kit 7000, 7000 lumens. And with the addition, you just take off your underwater light head and then put in the cinema grade chip on board light head, and you have access to a wide array of portable modifiers, including a Fresnel lens, a 50-degree optic, barn doors, and a glow bulb for, you know, general diffuse lighting.
Now, if you're planning to shoot a TV show or just make your, you know, videos like on a level that'll blow your friends away, this is what you need to get, because it really is important to understand that these dive lights, these solas, are really designed for underwater work. And if you try to just start using them as bright as they are on the surface, they'll work for a while, but then they'll start getting too hot or something, then that's the problem, right?
They don't have the thermal protection built in, whereas our Stella lights are perfectly designed for topside use as well as underwater use. And the Sola Air Kit will enable you to have the top-of-the-line underwater light with the top-of-the-line topside light.
So this is the a new system that is being incorporated into TV shows like Survivor and things. Are they buying this stuff?
In fact, what we're finding is we're getting a lot of attention with the reality television show cinematographers.
They use one light instead of three or four. Heidi, thank you so much. Lightandmotion.com. Go there. And we got more coming up from Vegas and the Dima Show next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yes, this is our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at DEMA 2016 in Las Vegas. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff to cover in this hour. I've refocused. You heard a lot of stuff about Light and Motion. They've done some pretty cool things. But I got to catch up with all my friends, like just like in hour one. And, you know, Weiland walked by, so here he is. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, hey, Greg. Congratulations. 1,000 shows. That's a milestone. And here we are at DEMA again. This is like that movie Groundhog Day. Remember Bill Murray?
Yes.
Every time I come back to DEMA every year, it's, you know, you have like a flashback. But it's a great show. It's a good one this year. And, you know, all the icons are here. And And I'm down here having a major art exhibit of my art and sculptures and paintings, painting live.
Absolutely. You know, you were doing that 20 years ago.
I was.
And as part of our 1,000th show,
we're
launching into our 20th year of Scuba Radio. And you were one of the first guests we had on Scuba Radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back in the day.
I came in with Scuba Pro initially. They invited me to paint at their booth. And Bob Talbot, you remember him?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was signing posters and... And anyway, Bob Talbot kind of looked over there, and I was painting, and CNN was interviewing me, and so they go, okay, give us your name. I go, hi, I'm Bob Talbot, and he's looking at me, and I go, no, I'm Weiland. I can't take that kind of pay cut. It was hilarious. And anyway, Talbot goes, you son of a gun. And so I go, listen, you're going to have to sign posters for 20 years. I just sold this painting for $28,000. He's like, I'll kill you. It was great.
Yeah, I haven't seen him here at the show. So
No, I haven't seen Talbot in a long time, but he's a good guy. And Guy Harvey and I have, of course, painted here many times. And but I'm back, and we have the Ocean Artist Society, all the Artists United for Oceans, which is Dubilee, and it's all the usual suspects, but painters, sculptors, filmmakers and photographers. I mean, the best. James Cameron, Stan Waterman, Sylvia Earles are.
And all that scientists. Stuff is on display here at the
Yeah,
of the
we
show?
Have a full exhibit of all our members. We have 400 artists, United for Oceans, and all their work is here at DEMA. And, you know, Tom's doing a great job, and congratulations to him.
Yeah, Tom Ingram, CEO there of
DEMA. He's strong. He's a great guy. He's one of the best things that ever happened to DEMA.
Yeah,
really.
We hopefully will find him a little bit later on.
Yes,
probably a Bahamian Junkanoo happy hour party. Tom will likely show up.
Definitely.
He was there for my dive. I did my dive right across from him.
Of course he was. He's the chief. And, well, we want to thank him. And, you know, this is just a great family, and there's so many cool people that are involved in diving, and they're great storytellers and a lot of.
But Weiland, you're really generous with your art to inspire folks to see it. But like here at the show, you're painting something. It's an octopus, is that right?
Yeah, I'm doing a giant octopus, and it's really giant. And tonight's the Nogi Awards, which is the DEMA, you know, Hall of Fame of diving. I got that award. I don't know how, but 1998 and 2010, I've got inducted into the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame.
So you're auctioning that off, that painting, or what are you doing with the painting you're doing here?
We're
going to
sell it.
Sell it?
Yeah, every once in a while I sell it. And I also painted a tank over there for Sherwood. I painted a dive tank for him of an octopus, and they're going to auction it off and give
Why
the
Why octopus? Why are you painting octopus?
I got octopus on the brain lately. I don't know. They're so cool.
Politically motivated?
No, it's just they're so intelligent, and they're so cool. And, yeah, I've been also doing a kind of a new style of painting, kind of inspired by Vincent van Gogh.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Starry Night was one of my favorite paintings, so now I'm doing Starry Seas. So I hope everybody will go to Weiland.com and check out, we have a virtual WeilandGalleries.com. But anyway, DEMA, it's great to see everybody, and a lot of my collectors come here. Even Ernie Brooks, the great Ernie Brooks photographer, came over and bought the first sculpture, first day.
Very nice. What, are those
Thank
sculptures
you,
yours?
Yeah, they're all my sculptures. Yeah,
those are the mermaid thing. Was
yeah, the mermaids are mine. Bronzes, lucites. I actually majored in sculpture, and now that I'm done with the Wailing Wall project, having done 100 walls,
right,
took me 27 years. I'm doing 100 monumental sculptures in 100 cities in the world. 10 of those 100 will be underwater, and
Sweet.
It's going to feature the animals from the endangered and threatened species from the Red List, the UN's Red List. So that's my next 25-year public art project.
Now, have you done one of those already? Or are you? That's,
I did.
Where,
I did.
Where
the
at?
Day after I did my final Wailing Wall in Beijing, I was the U.S. Olympic artist, and we unveiled the first of the 100 sculptures the very next day at the Beijing International Sculpture Park.
So how many of the 100 are you
I have 99 more to go,
okay.
Because here's the thing. The cities have to donate the land in perpetuity. They have to take care of them. They have to pay for these. These aren't free.
Sure.
The Wailing Walls were free, but sculptures, very expensive. So, but I know there's a lot of interest. I'm still engineering everything because there's a lot of politics. But you know me, if I say I'm going to do 100, guess what? I'm going to do 100.
I have no doubt about it. I mean, like you said, or like I said earlier, you've been very generous with your art throughout the years. I mean, he's given us stuff to give away on Scuba Radio. If we've ever needed some,
we support every charity, you know, from the beginning. You know, the of course, the Nogi Awards and the Underwater Society. Everyone, Women's Diving Hall of Fame, gave them some art last night. You know, if you have a chance and you're successful as an artist or anyone, any profession, you got to give back. You got to share that forward and try to help as many people as you can, because that may make the difference, whether they're nonprofit or their organization or a kid's scholarship. So I've been aware of that for 38 years, and the Weiland Foundation started in 78, and we've been giving away at least 1,000 pieces of art every year to help charities.
Well, you inspire me, and just to go to show that I got a Scuba Radio case for you. That just shows you the amount of success we've had over the years.
You guys are doing great.
That's good for about $19.99, but it has our logo on it.
Well, thank you, Greg. And yeah, listen, Scuba Radio, one of my favorite things to listen to. So many interesting characters, and you're one of them. And Greg, congratulations, 1,000 shows.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Weiland, for sure. Hey, where are you diving next? Give me a little idea where you're going to go.
Just dove Isle Mirada in my backyard. This summer, I was diving the Arctic, the high Arctic, 18 days with Sylvia Earle. In fact, we dove dive buddies on her 81st birthday in the high Arctic. Sylvia can still outdive me.
Well, and, you know the story I'm using for my open heart surgery scar that I got up and down my chest, my zipper scar, is that I was ice diving in the Arctic and got stabbed by a narwhal.
Oh, right. The unicorn.
Good story? You like it?
Stay with that. That's good.
That's way better than, I had open heart surgery.
For everybody out there, be a diver. It's the greatest sport on the planet. And for an artist, it's inspiration, you know. All the art that I create, the paintings, the sculptures, the murals, was really inspired by diving. When I'm diving, I'm painting. I'm painting the different things that are going to reflect later in my art, the small art and the really big art.
Where are you going to next to be inspired?
Where am I diving next? Let's see. I'm heading to Hawaii. So I love diving in Hawaii. Try to get out there with, Doug Perrine, one of our Ocean Artist Society guys. We go out and try to swim with some big animals. We can't really tell you about it or we'd have to kill you. Tiger sharks recently. Go to Molokai. There's this little kind of atoll where all these tigers are down there. And it's
Feeling a sculpture is about to be inspired. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm doing a tiger shark right now in my studio.
Well, there you go. See? This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio today, and I'm wandering around the DEMA show in Las Vegas, and I ran into these guys from Force Blue. We have Jim with me. Now, Jim, what is Force Blue?
Force Blue is a newly formed nonprofit organization whose goal is to unite the community of special operations veterans. We're talking Navy SEALs, Recon Marines, Army SF, Air Force Pararescue, with the world of coral reef conservation, for the betterment of both. Basically, what we do is we take men and women who are trained to destroy stuff underwater and reteach them instead how to preserve it, and hopefully through the process, how to restore themselves as well.
Yeah, it turns into, gives you guys an opportunity to decompress, a little therapy kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I'm going to let my partner Rudy, who's a highly decorated former Recon Marine, did multiple tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan and Africa, talk to you a little bit about that, because he can explain it better than I can what it means to his community to be there.
Absolutely. Rudy, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic. Greg, how are you doing, bro?
I'm good. Now, so you are like a superhero diver. I mean that literally. But this whole thing started with a little project that was all about you?
Yes, in some ways. This Force Blue was started by discovering what happened to me healing through scuba, not art. It was combat diving with rebreathers and weapons, but scuba and learning about the beauty and experiencing it firsthand, the coral reefs, the ocean, and the chance to take a breath underwater without worrying about hitting the beach, climbing a cliff, but instead focusing on that good feeling and the healing and that hole inside of me that was being filled up with the goodness of the ocean.
Very nice. So, I mean, that obviously is an issue you guys as combat divers have to deal with at a level that we can't even imagine. But this actually is helping. This is a new program to help these guys come out of combat situations and deal with the stress.
And the last thing I want to just say is that every donation made via our website, we're a nonprofit 501(c)(3). Every deduction made is tax deductible, and it goes 100% toward putting our first team of divers in the water. So no amount is too small. Give what you can, and let's do right by our heroes, do right by our planet.
I love it. ForceBlueTeam.org. We got more coming up from Vegas next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I've got my car and my ride and my wheels. Oh, that's right. I've got my girls and my boys and my girls. That's right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am in Las Vegas for DEMA 2016 doing the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. Now we're hanging out at the Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour Party once again. That's how we end the show every day. And obviously, we're with our Bahamas friends, and you know the dive gods wandering around. Stuart Cove is here, but I better than Stuart Cove. I have Liz Parkinson, who's helping out Stuart in his booth, and she's like Shark Girl. I don't know. What do you like to be called these days, Liz?
Hey, Greg, what's happening? Shark Girl's good.
Shark Girl's not bad.
Shark Girl. Shark Girl's good.
Ellen's best friend.
Ellen's best friend.
Right.
I'm going to be Ellen's best friend. Ellen DeGeneres' best friend.
Yes, I like it. Now, yeah, Liz is a super diver, and if you've seen her videos online, you know what I'm talking about. But she's like free diving with sharks. She's on TV. She's on Shark Week. You're doing so much stuff, I can't even keep up with it. But she comes over to me and she says, "Greg, we got to talk about our calendars." And I'm like, "What do you mean, the Women's Diver Hall of Fame calendar?" He goes, "Heck no, I got something even more exciting, more revealing." What is this? What do you got, Liz? What are you doing?
So this year, Stuart Cove's 11 female dive instructors got together, and we produced a calendar called the Stuart Cove's 2017 Calendar Girls. And it's a project that we started earlier in the year, which is based off that film that was filmed several years ago in the UK called The Calendar Girls,
right,
where there's a bunch of these old gals who got together and raised money. A true story. They whipped it all off, and they posed for photographs. You couldn't see anything. It was discreet. It was beautifully well presented. And so we thought, well, if they can do it, why can't we do it?
Well, wait, but you guys aren't old, and you're not, you know, kind of rusty in that regard. And but I'm guessing, so does that mean you're more revealing than they are, too? And this guy, I haven't looked at it yet, so I'm almost afraid to, you know, crack it open there, if you know what I'm saying.
No, these women were amazing, and I don't think we probably did it as good a job as they did.
Oh, I can't, but I don't believe. I see the cover photo. This looks impressive.
But so. I was working with 10 amazing women, and what we did is we all picked a dive site at Stuart's, something that resonates with us. I picked sharks.
Yeah.
Other people picked wrecks and reef and our sculpture gardens, and we went down. We whipped it off, and not only are we breath-holding, but we are also doing it with nothing on. And each month is...
You are a liar. Wait, let me look at this and make sure this she's not just making stuff up here. Whoa, wait, hey now.
Hey now, check me out.
Oh my
That's
God.
Me.
Is that you for real?
I tell you what, Greg, I've done a lot of shark diving, a lot of free diving with sharks, but there's nothing quite like free diving with 50 sharks swimming around you with nothing on.
Hmm.
It's a little bit more fresh. I think that's the word that I would...
Freeing.
Freeing,
yes.
Yeah. So it must be like when you guys dive in board shorts with nothing under your board shorts.
Free balling. Yeah,
there
exactly.
You go.
Okay.
But it was really good, and all the chicks did an amazing job. I'm super proud of them. And we just decided to do something cool and different, and a perfect place to release it at DEMA, trying to get some youth and some new ideas. And
I like the ideas. These are good ideas.
Yeah, just encourage people to... we did it on the premise of raising awareness for the ocean and marine life. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there doing some pretty amazing things. So this was what we thought we would do. And I think it turned out pretty well.
Yeah, you know, just looking at a couple of the photos, They're actually very artsy. They're black and white. So
yeah.
it's not like, you know, DNA kind of thing necessarily. But there's a little bit of that, you know, not it tastefully. You know what I mean? I can't say that correctly as a guy.
It's not really a Hugh Hefner type calendar.
Yes, we'll go with that. That sounds
good.
Yeah,
it's not a Hugh Hefner calendar. Yeah. But I think it's pretty cool. And, you know, these chicks, we wanted to do some. We're comfortable divers, right? We dive every day. We're free. We're instructors.
Come on.
So we did something that took us out of our comfort zone. So I guess the message is we're trying to get everybody else, the public, to step out of their comfort zone and do something for the environment.
There you go. I love it. Liz, you're always doing some exciting things and definitely on the cutting edge. What, December? Who was that?
So Stuart. We had to have Mr. December. And he is our Santa Claus with us as the reindeer on the Ray of Hope.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That is impressive. That is that had to take hours to execute that shot.
It was Stuart is a lot harder to deal with than the chicks.
but it was great. I have no doubt indeed. Well, that is very cool. So people can get this Stuart Coves dive calendar for 2017 how? By going to stuartcoves.com?
Yep. We're going to be selling it on our website. And if they have my Instagram or my Facebook account, Liz Parkinson, they can hit me up, and if you tell me a cool ocean story that you've done to help the environment, I'll make sure that you get one.
Awesome. Now, what are you doing besides promoting the calendar here at DEMA? You were telling me some things you're doing with Patty or something as a Patty ambassador?
Yeah, so I was one of the people on the board that helped write the new Patty program, and this evening we have a meeting at 5, happy hour. A meeting, happy hour.
Yeah.
And as a Patty ambassador, I'm going to go over and hang out with the rest of the ambassadors from all over the world, and we're going to go have a good time at the Patty booth. So I'm headed over there right now.
All right. Well, go do that. Inspire more divers for our future of this industry, and we love it. You're doing great work. I love it.
Thanks, buddy. Love you too, man.
Yes.
There's your calendar.
Oh, really? I get to keep this?
Yeah, you have to go in your bedroom.
Of course it will. My wife will definitely appreciate it and smack me around later for it, as expected. All right, cool. That is so much. You know, that's what happens when you're at the DEMA show. You're catching up with friends, find out what latest projects they're into. Now, Jerry the Diver Guy has been hosting, you know, the rum festivities, the Bahamian rum festivities here at the Junkanoo Party. And are we going to talk about the moonshine, or what are we talking about?
We are over here sampling moonshine.
Right.
And I am with my great friend, the South Florida Mermaid.
South Florida. You were telling me about
Rachel
her.
Rachel McGinnis.
Hi, Rachel. How are you? So,
I'm great. Even better now with the moonshine. The honey flavor, with the sweetness on my lips.
Well, that's caramel.
Oh, caramel.
It's caramel.
Yeah. Caramel.
Well, I'm from Texas, so it's caramel.
Okay, caramel.
You city folk, it's caramel. All
right. Caramel.
Well, yeah, this moonshine, Jerry was able to secure it for the festivities here at DEMA.
Oh, yes.
And he's cracked it open. This is from a friend of yours in Tennessee, Tiny.
East Tennessee Distilleries. Look them up. Go to your local ABC store. They're an awesome bunch. Request it. Get them in there. They need to be going.
What do you think, Rachel? Is it mermaid approved or what?
It is. I love it. Love it.
What does he mean when he says you're a South Florida mermaid? What are you doing in the mermaid world?
She is a South Florida mermaid.
I see you got the pants. She's wearing these like scaly, skin tight, super mermaid drawers.
I am diving. I'm spearfishing. I am doing it all.
Sharing the love.
Sharing the love. Lionfish killing.
So you just evolved into a mermaid. That was just like a prerequisite before doing all that other stuff.
Someone gave me. Someone said bubbles, and then someone said, no, she's a South Florida mermaid. We've just cheesily picked it up, and everywhere I go, they may not remember Rachel McGinnis, but they remember South Florida mermaid.
Well, there you go, South Florida mermaid. Yes, and you have a website and the whole thing. People can check out and stay up with you and all that kind of good stuff.
But now I'm trying to direct my South Florida mermaid into the deep travel. And that's what we're doing.
You're here networking with some different destinations like the Bahamas, where we happen to be hanging this afternoon, and connecting with them and seeing if you can, go there and do some of this.
Yeah,
spread some of that mermaid love.
Yeah, the Bahamas, I'm working with, Jim Abernathy.
Sure, that's cool.
Yeah, so just ran into him. Just left Grand Cayman to come here on a trip, so ran into him, and so we'll be working on something on the Bahamas as well, and then Tiger Beach.
Tiger Beach, yeah, excellent. Cool. So when was the last time you dove down there in South Florida?
Since before the hurricane, Matthew.
Oh, okay, so you haven't been doing much diving lately.
You know, that storm blows anyway.
Yeah, it blows. Yeah. No, I have, but just not here. From Roatan, I just left Grand Cayman, and so we have Bonaire coming up. So.
No problem. Well, yeah, that sounds good. Well, enjoy the moonshine, because we ran out of rum punch. We had to go to Jerry's Moonshine.
The rum punch?
Well, Tiny's Moonshine.
It's spring water.
Spring water.
Yeah, so, but this is Tennessee, what is it again?
Mellow Moon, and it's made by East Tennessee the Distillery. I'm half drunk.
Oh, she, well, you know, Rachel just made that face after she drank
some. That's a good face.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's that moonshine face. Right. It's what moonshine. We call it.
It's good.
You should have seen my kava face earlier.
Yes, the kava. Yeah, Fiji.
Kava.
Yeah, we got to go catch up with our Fiji friends.
Who's over here drinking kava?
I was earlier.
Yeah, well, that's a good warm-up to moonshine, I would say.
Exactly.
If she can drink kava, she can drink moonshine.
Yeah. True.
Well,
so true.
We finally meet both of you.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, welcome to our world. Yeah, and so, Jerry, what flavors do we have? We have coconut,
we have from East Tennessee Distillery. We have the 100 proof, we have caramel, we have coconut, and we have butterscotch. And every one of those are delicious.
Every one.
I was cold earlier, but I'm not anymore.
Yes, it'll warm you right up.
It will take the hair off your cockles.
Okay, and there's not supposed to be hair there anyway. So, all right, we got more coming up next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You brainless scumbag, you're supposed to be in Vegas.
I gotta make it. To Vegas.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Las Vegas for DEMA 2016, the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. And, man, we're having so much fun and got a lot to cover. Roz is here, too. Roz, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Greg. How was the dive?
It was great. I had a great time diving. How was the rum?
Very delicious.
Yes, okay. Yeah, she's tasting some of that. Now, Dan from Tropical Seas from Reef Safe is with us as well. Dan, you're sampling a little of that, too. You enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm going to get some more.
Yes, of course he is. He's tasting a little bit of everything. Having a little rum tasting here in the Bahamas aisle for the Junkanoo Happy Hour party. But look, let's end the show, this 1,000 episode, on a good note, on a positive note. Because, you know, we were talking earlier about my first dive since open heart surgery, and I told you a little bit about Dive Heart last week. And, you know, they are a great organization. They take people diving, and I wanted to do something when we did this dive to kind of give back to the industry, and I couldn't think of a better connection than with Dive Heart, who takes people underwater that have challenges, not as simple as mine necessarily, but it's a great organization, and it's Dive Heart. I figured, why not do something good? And if you download the Vivid Pick software now through the end of the year, you'll save 10%. You'll save 10% by using the code SCUBARADIODH for yourself, and they will also donate 10% of the purchase price to Dive Heart. So it's good cost. And we have Jim Elliott from Dive Heart with us right now. Jim, how are you, buddy?
Awesome. I appreciate the example that you're setting for the dive industry.
I should apologize, probably, is really more appropriate.
But you know, giving back is what it's all about. I mean, every day it's we see these incredible smiles on children, adults, and veterans with disabilities, and it's because people like you are supporting us in Vivid Picks, and you know, we don't charge for our programs, and you know, I don't draw a salary. It's, you know, we're a 501c3, so people can write it off on their taxes. I mean, it's kind of a win-win-win scenario when you're helping Dive Heart. So we appreciate what you're doing, and I'm so glad to see you look awesome.
Well, thank you. And from one man to another, I'll take that as a very good compliment, and I appreciate that. But you know, the thing is, Dive Heart does such great work, and I really couldn't think of a better organization to kind of team up with for this thing, to create awareness that if you're, if you're given a challenge, it doesn't have to keep you from enjoying the underwater world. And that's what you guys help facilitate with people with way more challenges than I have. So it's great work. And your story personally, Jim, is phenomenal. And it's up there at diveheart.org, I would imagine, isn't it?
We have, and if you could go to diveheart.org, right, and there's a media kit at the bottom right, left-hand side of the page. But you go to YouTube and put in Dive Heart Foundation channel, and there's 90 videos. And it's like there's, you know, PBS did a documentary. We've done a TED Talk. CBS, NBC, CNN just did an awesome piece that we shot at Rainbow Reef down in Key Largo. Cool. And they used a video drone, and it was so cool. Logan, the guy that operated it, like took this drone and went like a 1,000 miles away and shot it, and it was very, very cool. I just presented at a blind conference yesterday, which is why I'm late today, and I had to describe everything verbally because everyone at the conference was blind, right?
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
Well, just like we have to do on Scuba Radio every week. How about that?
Right? You know, all the radio
experience paid
off.
See, it all comes together.
Up,
there's
right?
a lot of synergy there.
Exactly.
Sometimes when we even don't know about
theater
this
of
stuff.
The mind.
Yes, exactly. So, you see, that's why we bond as divers. And I love the fact that we're able to do this. So, once again, you know, take advantage of that offer from Vivid Picks, vivid-picks.com. You can go there, download their software for your desktop computer, or get the app on your iPhone or Android phone, and save 10% off the purchase with the coupon code SCUBARADIODH, Scuba Radio, Dive Heart. And they'll also donate 10% of the purchase to Dive Heart, a very worthy cause. Well, Jim, it is awesome to see you again, my friend.
You look awesome. You look great.
Well, thank you. I'll take that for what it's worth, and I appreciate it. And but keep up the great work.
You
guys deserve all the accolades, way more than I could ever imagine. And it's just good stuff. Diveheart.org. All right. So 1,000th episode of the show is almost wrapped up. Roz is looking at me like she can't believe it. I can't believe it. I almost didn't even make it, but here we are. Roz, what do you think?
I'm delighted for you, Greg. It's been good that a simple idea has progressed to 1,000 episodes.
Yes.
So, very well done. Very nicely done.
Yes, well, thank you, Roz. It's the support of you. It's the support of the industry, the listeners, you back at home listening to us right now. I couldn't say thank you enough for where we have come. I mean, and go figure. I didn't even know if I was going to make it. You know, 3 months ago, there's a good shot I wasn't going to be here today. And here we are. I've done my first dive since open heart surgery. 1,000 episodes of Scuba Radio. And we're about to launch into our 20th year of doing this goofy little radio show about diving. It is surreal to me that I find myself in this position and surrounded by such a nice family of divers and friends. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm blabbering on like a kid right now. You hear what I'm saying, Roz?
Absolutely, Greg.
A little, okay, she knows. She's not going to bail me out at all. But you know, I do, from the bottom of my heart, my newly fixed and re-plumbed heart, that I thank you for supporting our goofy little show. And you know, that's the whole idea, is to share the love of diving. And I hope you get just a small percentage of the joy that I get every week of doing this show. All right, so there's enough rambling. That'll do it for the 1,000th episode of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And till next time. Oh, yeah, raise it up. Let's see. I got to get my rum punch here, too. Till next time, remember, it's always better where Roz...
down where it's wetter.
Of course. Safe diving, everyone.
Who's drunk? Well, let me rephrase it. Oh, these are drunk.
Okay.
What do they got? A lot of sand. We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clown here know how to jam here under the sea. Each little slug here cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here. Down in the muck here.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.